I am so fine, and I'm so excited that you're going to give us some information about the Zika virus.
That's right.
What do we need to know? Because it's kind of gone to the back shelf for most people now that the hoopla is over. Why should we still be concerned, or should we still be concerned?
I think, though, you know, this is one of those emerging infectious diseases. You know, a few years ago we were concerned about, you know, Ebola and all the deaths in West Africa that that was causing. A few years ago we were worried about West Nile virus, which was a virus, which is a virus that's transmitted by mosquitoes. So there's always something new, and I think the danger is that it does not really have as outward symptoms as other diseases. Right now there's widespread influenza, and that has a vaccine that can prevent it. Here we have Zika virus that's transmitted by mosquitoes and through unprotected sex, and also from moms to the fetus, which is really the greatest risk, is really the, you have a disease that you may not know whether you have it. You only know you have it 20% of the time. And these babies are born, we don't know how often, but they're born with these very severe birth defects and side effects, small heads and developmental delays and things like that. So really, we have to keep the pressure on to have people be informed about this virus, know how to keep themselves protected, and know where Zika is in the world, especially when they're traveling. The majority of diseases, of infections in the U.S. have come from abroad, but when you look at how many cases you see in places like Puerto Rico, it's a magnitude different. Many, many more thousand people are affected in those places where there's ongoing transmission. And again, remember that to answer your first question about why is it we aren't hearing about it, well, there's a lot of other things going on in the news. We aren't seeing local transmission as we did in southern Texas and Florida, although there still are cautionary areas in Brownsville and the Miami area. But it's because it's winter, and so the mosquitoes aren't as prevalent, the Aedes aegypti mosquito that transmits Zika. But when spring comes and it gets warmer and there's more mosquitoes and people have, you know, clothing choices where they can get bit more frequently, we're going to see more cases. And really we see it in the pregnant women who are the most vulnerable, or women of childbearing age who are most vulnerable, who, you know, will have babies affected by Zika.
Doctor, there was a bill before Congress for funding for Zika. Does that play into this? Did that ever get passed? Will that help us?
Yeah, the bill, again, the funding was approved. I think about $1 billion was approved, and we really need that money. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention did get money from other emerging infectious disease funds, like the Ebola funds, and did their best to do promotion. I always direct people to the CDC website, cdc.gov, to find out the latest on where Zika is in the world, in the country, and what you can do to protect yourself from this disease, and talk to your pharmacist, talk to your doctor. Some other websites that people can go and get the most current information are the NACDS Foundation and also the March of Dimes. Those are great sources of up-to-date information on a disease that, as you said, if it's not in the news, people aren't concerned about it. But when a baby is born with severe birth defects, that's a lifelong effect on that family and that community.
Thank you for bringing this to our attention and bringing this to the forefront, because it will be mosquito time really soon. Excuse me?
I was just going to say, I think that there's mosquitoes biting in Dallas now even, right?
Probably so. They're very resistant to everything, weather and all. But this is an important subject, and I just like to ask you this last question. We know what we call the hot spot. Is there any place that pregnant women should do their research before they travel?
Yeah, well, I think all pregnant women should do the research just because of, you know, of other disease threats. Again, they can get, the CDC recommends they get vaccinated against pertussis and influenza. There is no vaccine for Zika, so really it's all about protecting yourself from mosquito bites, having either abstaining from sex or protecting yourself with barrier contraception if you've If you have a partner who traveled to an area with Zika, and again, they themselves need to avoid sort of those caution areas where there was mosquito-borne transmission in Brownsville, Texas, and in Miami, Florida, and really just stay up to date. And it's not just pregnant women, but it's also anyone planning to start a family. Zika may affect babies more severely in the first trimester of pregnancy, where some women don't even know they're pregnant. And so it's important to, again, for all childbearing women of childbearing age and also pregnant women to be, and their partners, to be as concerned as possible about how to protect yourself from this disease. And again, those maps to find out where Zika is being transmitted right now are all on the CDC or the World Health Organization website.
And the CDC is cdc.gov?
cdc.gov/Zika, that's Z-I-K-A.
Thank you so much, Doctor, for giving us this information. Have a great year.
Yes, you too. Thank you.